everybody has trials and temptations. Whoa. Everybody knows heartbreak, isolation. Whoa. We can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon. And forever and ever, His heart is my home. Everybody has fears. Everybody got worries. Everybody knows sorrow, devastation.
That don't get you excited. I don't know. You got to be dead. That's exciting to know that God is our friend. And we have a friend in Jesus who will said he'd never leave us or forsake us. Good news. Listen to this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems thy life from destruction. You know, you can be headed the wrong way on a two-way street, headed in the wrong direction, and God can deliver you. He can set you free from anything. Testimony, right here. You ever want to hear it? Let me know. Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Promises, and they're all yea and amen. Thank God every day for the word that's alive and quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And you know where it dwells? In me, in you, and it's the word that changes our lives. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. That's what we're doing this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, we honor you today. Come, come and be big in this place today. We welcome you in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence.
No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne,
before the Holy One of Heaven. And it's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy.
Oh, praise Him.
living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. And thousands of thousands saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. You may be seated.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning,
to Harrisburg Community Church, where we love to worship as a family. Our announcements. February is the month that we'll be sharing the resource ministry at St. Andrew's Catholic Church. I will still offer an opportunity for anybody who would like to get involved in that to talk to either Terry or me. And we will go through a little training and explain what we're doing and why we're doing it. There will be no snowball winter party for the children today, 3 to 5, which I think means there is a party. Debbie, would you want to talk?
Yeah. Let's see what that really means.
I have to wash that no out of everybody's head. Well, yes, we are having all things snowball party today from 3 to 5 in the great room. I hope y'all have been practicing because we're going to be doing a lot of snowball throwing. Anyway, we're just going to have fun. You're welcome to come. We're not having lots of food, but we're going to have cookies and hot chocolate. So please come.
I want to give you an invitation. Wednesday night, we are having we've been doing a Wednesday night Bible study on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and not just the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit in action in the church today, and how the Holy Spirit is so vital to the livelihood of a church. On Wednesday night, we're having an open forum. We've kind of come to a close of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and how we've been teaching on them. And we've gone through each individual gift and explained and tried our best to begin to operate in those gifts. But we're going to have the four elders sitting here. And you as a church, you're welcome to ask any question, anything that's on your heart that you may not understand, that you may want more enlightenment on. We're gonna be here, and we invite everybody, if you got friends in the community that would want to be a part of this. It's going to be kind of an open door policy, and no question is off the table. If we can't answer it, we'll do some seeking and find out what the Spirit of the Lord wants to say to us. We want the Spirit of God involved in the church. We want the gifts of the Holy Spirit moving in the congregation and moving in your life. So, as elders, we want to know what your thoughts are. Amen?
Since we're doing invitations, we do have a small men's group that meets 7:30 on Wednesday morning at Granny's on Broadway. So anybody that's interested, we just finished Victory Over Darkness, and now we're going to tackle the Psalms. So it'll take about 3 years to go through all those. So we thought we'd start on studying the Psalms, and that may be something we do on Wednesday night eventually, too. We've talked about that. Elders Deacon meeting tonight, 5 o'clock. February the 16th is our Communion Sunday, and our Sunday that we go to Willows at 3:30. And then Tuesday, the Glee Club is what time? 3:30 also. Okay, on Tuesday. So I'm going to try to make it this Tuesday. Is there any other announcements? Anybody has anything? If not, we'll look at birthdays and anniversaries. See who we got here. Tomorrow, Lois Watts, Debbie Klinkner, and Linda Bug. Happy birthday to you all. Wednesday, February the 12th, Kent Harley. Happy birthday. We get to sing to you at Rotary, Kent. And Monday, February the 10th, David and Lois Ranso. Happy anniversary. There they are. Happy anniversary, guys. Yeah. Okay. Is there any other birthdays or anniversaries that we've missed? Okay. Rod's going to come up here and take your prayer request, and we'll go into our prayer time and see what's on everybody's hearts and minds.
Okay, does anybody have any special prayer requests they want to make? George?
Debbie and I have a personal friend who's in UK Market Cancer Center right now. We're going to go up and visit with them this afternoon. It's Gary Montgomery and the family, and they're looking at a hospice right now.
Okay.
So we're praying for
them. All righty. Any others? Yes. Yeah, she came out of surgery and said, yes. Okay, you want to do that? She came out of surgery and said, this doesn't hurt. I'm hungry. I want to eat.
Just for Jude, he flies out again tomorrow. I take him to the airport tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get the news that this is the last time he has to go to Phoenix, and from here he will start going to Cincinnati. That's what we're hoping for.
My Uncle Larry asked for prayer for his pastor. They have been struggling for a couple of years, thought they were actually treating him for depression, and that wasn't going anywhere. And they found out that he has, now I'm having trouble, frontal lobe something or other, and I can't remember what it is, but it's terminal. It's not something he's going to get over, and they're giving him maybe a year. I mean, the diagnosis they had on him was totally, totally wrong. They took him, I think they took him to UK, and they spent about a month and a half looking at him, figured out what was wrong. But they're asking for prayer because it's going to be a rough road in the next several months.
For those of you who met the Mexicans that came up from the home a couple of years ago, Fernando, the father of the home, lost his sister early this morning. So they just asked for prayer for Fernando and his family.
I have my mic, so you don't have to come. My mother is having to go back to the hospital. She's had breast, I don't know if it was technically cancer, removed twice, and now the same side, she has four more places and she's concerned. So she was asking for prayer.
Okay, any others? Well, you know, we can tell just by those spoken up this morning, there are needs out there. But you know what? We know the need meter. And you know what? Things are not always good if you just look. As a matter of fact, take out your bulletin and just look at the list here we have on our prayer list. We could be doing this every day. Picking out this piece of paper and just now. What the other thing I want you to do is while you have that, you take your other hand and look at it. Okay, now take that hand, put it on this list. You know, the need meter likes to use us to meet some of the needs. Okay? And there is a thing called the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and it rises up within us when there are needs. And that's where the gifts of the Spirit come in to play. And so let's just make this personal. Let's make it touchy. Okay? And let's pray over all of these needs. I've just written down those that were added. So I've got my hand on all of them. And I just want to encourage us now to come together, to have our hands on these problems, know that the Holy Spirit can flow through us and His anointing can go into them, because there's no distance in God. Jesus healed people 7-8 miles away. So there's no distance. The only thing is, we just have to be willing to be able to say, yes, 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 I can make a difference in these problems, no matter whose they are or where they are. So let's just pray together now. If you feel like you want to pray out loud for a particular need, feel free to do that. But otherwise, just trust God. In His hands, these people are. And we are simply extending our hands as Jesus' hands and releasing the power of the Holy Spirit to bring solutions to the problems, to bring healing to the diseases. There's no thing that can come upon us that Jesus hasn't already paid the price for, according to the Word of God. So, Father, we just come to you now in Jesus' name. Please feel free to speak out now, and as we're meditating and releasing the power of the Holy Spirit and praying. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've made provision through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ to meet all of these needs. Your word tells us that you meet needs through the abundance that there is in Christ, not through any lack. Father, we just praise you and thank you now, not based on anything that we've done, anything we've said, anything we've read, but just based on the fact that you love us, Father. We just corporately now. Release the healing flow, the restoring flow, the powerful anointing of the Holy Spirit, Father, to drive out these needs, and Father, to just keep your promises with regard to all of them. For your word says that you forgave all of our transgressions and that you have healed all our diseases. We do this in the name of Jesus, which is the name above every name, the name above depression, the name above cancer, the name above anxiety, the name above fear. Fear goes in Jesus' name. Confidence comes in the name of Jesus. Encouragement, Father. Build them up. Edify them. And Father, the next time that we find ourselves saying, oh, Father, that's such a tragedy, I wish there was something I could do, just bring us up short and say, you can. Just pray for them because I've made the provision. You just pray and I'll answer and I'll keep my promises. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ruth had asked me if she could share a scripture and something that the Lord had laid on her heart, and I feel comfortable with that. And I lost her right there. Ruth, if you would.
When I was doing my devotions last night, I came upon a scripture in Hebrews that spoke to me a great deal, but also felt like it was for somebody specifically here today that needed to hear it. So it's in Hebrews 4:14, and it's kind of what we've been talking about. You know how the Lord works those things. And 4:14. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What struck me as I was reading that, I realized he's one of us. He's in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. Because he is, we are. Mm-hmm. And he was tempted. That's just not a religious phrase. He was tempted just like we are. But guess what? He didn't sin. And he did it because he did what he saw his Father do. He knew who his Father was. And the other translation I read, it said that we can have confidence that he's going to be there. We can walk in and sit down and say, hey, Dad, you know, we need you because we got some problems down here. I wish you could have seen what I saw, but it was like going to your own living room and sitting down with someone, you know, that your father and your big brother, and being able to talk to them just like we talk to each other, because they understand us, because he's one of us. That was it. Pretty simple, but it really stirred me up. So, and I do think someone needs it.
From time to time, all of us need it. Amen. Time to time, all of us, but it may be speaking very clearly to someone's heart today. We dismiss the children and their workers at this time and ask the worship team to come on back and lead us in another good time of worship. Father, once again, we join our voices with the stories of the voices of the angels of old who fill the temple, sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Or the Revelation angels who sing that same song, "Worthy is the Lamb, holy, holy, holy is the Lord." And we thank you that one so perfect and one so holy, even as we've been reminded this morning, gladly invites us to come into his presence because of the sacrificial, redeeming, atoning, and sanctifying work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.